Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Just a little quick continuation on that cloud talk there. So just the concept of Dennis and I have been in this business for a very, very, very long time, right? So you put it in the cloud can decide in 20 seconds that they're going to double your costs and make the product deprecate and go away in 20 minutes.
Right.
They do it whenever they want. You okay, Dennis? Okay. And so in the old days, you would buy software, right, to run your cleaning company, to run your manufacturing company, your ERP. You buy the software, you load it on your server. You can choose to pay maintenance or not. I would recommend the client pay maintenance so they have current software and support. You want the company to stay in business, right?
Absolutely.
So that's important. But sometimes these companies go out of business. And so what happens then is you still have the software. You can still run your company. You can still make your widgets. You can still use the ERP. You can still do all sorts of things within your business. And you have to pay nothing for it. And you're not beholden to the company that went away.
Right.
In the cloud, you are. You can lose any aspect of whatever they want, whenever they want. They can double your price whenever they want. They can take it away whenever they want.
They can take away all your data.
Whenever they want. They can use your data. They can say, hey, there's a Yule out here. If you don't like it, tough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't use our product. Well, then what are you going to do? You know, you still need to make your widgets. So you say, okay. Right?
Right. You have no choice.
So there's going to be a reckoning coming here that needs to be adjusted with these cloud companies. Let's go on to your calls, though. We're going to go to Adrian in Westfield, New Jersey next. What's going on, Adrian?
Good morning, and thank you.
Sure.
So I have a quick question about an old computer, an old laptop.
Yeah.
And I'm too embarrassed to tell you the whole story, but I will say that I was listening to your program, as I often do.
Yeah.
And Dennis said that when you do a Google search, mm-hmm. do not take the telephone number you see on Google. And so I did, and so I called, and it was to Roku at that, because I was trying to get a subscription that was only available during Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called the number, and the person said, okay, I can help you out with that.
Yeah.
And she needed to have, she needed to use my computer, my laptop screen.
Oh, boy.
Which I gave her. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a cognitive disconnect. It was just really sad.
Yeah.
But fortunately for me, when I am at my laptop, I always exit out every program, out Facebook or Gmail, anything else. And so, but I was going on and on. This was going on for a long time.
Right.
And I just fell for it. And my son was home, and he said, "Mom, this is scary." Well, he listened to her at one point because she wanted to get into my credit card account.
Yes.
I said, "Why? I'll handle this myself."
Right.
But I didn't lose anything.
Good.
Just my pride, of course. But I didn't touch the computer. I told my son, "I'm done with the computer. I'll get a new computer, a new laptop."
Yeah.
So he wants to sell the laptop I had that I purchased in 2018.
Okay.
I have a lot of divorce stuff on the computer, on the laptop.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I clear it out because he says he can get a few hundred dollars for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind that, but because I've got many laptops here at the house, I need to pull out the hard drives and smash them. But I want to be sure before I let him have this laptop I've been planning on calling.
Yeah.
And today's my day.
Okay, great. So Dennis has got to look into chop at the bit here for some ideas.
It's actually fairly easy to do.
Yep.
There are a few steps, but generally what you're going to do is go into the settings on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I assume this is Windows 10 if you bought it in 2018?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to go into the settings, and there is a way to do what's called a factory reset of the computer. With Windows 10 anyway, and I think even going back to 7, there was a setting in there where you can purge your own files, and you can even tell it to securely delete the files, meaning there won't be any digital magnetic residue, assuming there's a spinny drive in there. There won't be anything left for people to read.
Right.
And then you can just sell it. Yeah. We can post an article about how to do it.
How to do a factory reset.
But like I said, it's all right in that settings app, and you just do it and let it run. And it'll take a while, but once it's done, you'll just have a brand new computer.
Okay. Because I did go through and delete folders separately, each file, which took me a while to do.
Oh, this will clear out everything. It'll clear out everything. It will rewrite Windows and put it back on the drive, and that's all that will be on it.
And just so you know, a deletion does not necessarily mean it's deleted. So when you delete those files, it just changes the first letter of the file name.
That's why the factory reset is probably a much better option, because it will do a secure deletion.
Yep. There's also, for other folks listening out there, there's Shredder software out there too, where you can overwrite all the drive completely with zeros and ones in a quote-unquote random way. Now, there's nothing really random about a computer. So, yes, the NSA and the FBI probably put out the tool in the first place and can undo it. Not that you're doing anything wrong. There are Shredder tools out there. The other guaranteed way would be to simply take the hard drive out and say, son, you can sell it without my drive.
Right.
And that way, if you take the drive out after you've factory reset it, you can then take a hammer to it and bring it down to the recycling company, and you're good. So for me, that's what I would do.
Okay.
I you know, even though there are tools out there to factory reset, not that I'm doing anything wrong. I swear I'm not. But I just don't feel comfortable not being 100% sure, and you can't these days. Not that they're going to get anything on my computer that'd be any value, but, you know, these days.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I think taking out the hard drive and just smashing it is probably the best way to go then.
Yep. I think that's the way to go.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your program. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thanks for listening. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Yeah, you just can't, I don't know. We have to get in the habit of, we had the last caller whose daughter and granddaughter were like, they've got all our data anyways. With that attitude, you don't even know what they're going to be doing with your data.
Right.
They haven't even thought. You don't have enough imagination, all right? The bad guys are going to use your data in such a way. And the AI that's out there that's going to be used to scam you is going to be so realistic. Why? Because it's going to know everything about what you just did.
Well,
it's going to sound like your grandma calling you, and she's going to say, hey, I noticed you went to the store yesterday. I talked to your mom. It's going to know everything.
Well, OpenAI just released a new bot that will generate photorealistic video footage,
right,
based on a textual prompt.
Yep.
You just tell it what you want it to do, and it will generate that video.
Right.
Now, right now, it's in a demo mode, so you can't really interact with it, but that's coming. And where do you think it got all that information from to build that?
Right.
It got it from your photographs, your video footage that's on the cloud.
Right.
And it looked at all that, did comparisons, figured out what's there, and it built up a catalog of stuff.
And you think, the last caller mentioned she felt kind of, guilty that she let the bad guys on her machine. And all it was simply doing a simple Google search. You do not have the imagination for what these people are going to do to us with AI using your data. It's going to sound and feel very real, and you're not going to know who is real and who isn't real. I don't want to sound like dystopian or something like that, but the more they know about you, and the more they know about your patterns and what you do, the more they're going to be able to social engineer you. And they're not even going to have to do it themselves. They're not going to have to use broken English in their emails, or they're not going to have to use even broken accents to do it to you. It'll sound like just, Joe American calling you saying, hey, whatever, whatever. I can't even think of the deviousness they're going to use by using our data. So we got to be a little more careful with this. And I know companies are losing our data at a constant rate, and they always get slapped on the wrist, but that's a whole other problem. That's a problem for our leaders, I guess. Let's go to Susan in Wallingford next. What's going on there, Susan?
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I've got a five-year-old ThinkPad, Lenovo, a T490. Mm-hmm. And for about a year, my enter key and my period key don't work. Except occasionally they will work and then they'll stop working. I've tried, obviously, restarting. I tried doing a driver fix.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I can work around it, but my emails look kind of weird with no periods and the spacing is funky. But I just don't know if there's something, on the period key, if I just get really annoyed and I just keep pressing it hard for a while,
It'll work.
I can get it to come on occasionally. Okay. And also, if I use the shift key and get the greater than sign, which is above the period, that works without any problem.
All right. Great workaround. This is a laptop, right?
It is.
Okay. Two choices.
Okay.
Get it fixed. You have to have somebody rip open the keyboard and fix it. It's most likely the sensors or the contacts are busted below those keys because you just use the periods all the time. Yeah. Or just buy an external keyboard. Get a wireless keyboard and use it rather than the keyboard that's on the laptop.
I did get one. It just physically it didn't work well for me, just in my configuration of work. But I can try and get one that's better.
Yeah.
Where would I go to get it fixed?
Well, you have to find a local CompuHut that will offer that type of repair, and they do exist out there. It won't be a big deal. It could be a couple $100 of effort there to fix this keyboard versus just buying a $30 USB keyboard.
Right. Maybe I will go back to that and try the external keyboard.
That's what I would do. I wouldn't
be spending a couple $100 on that.
Mm-mm.
Not on a 5-year old laptop.
Right. And we're geeks. Definitely we don't even know how to use punctuation.
Well, if I could even use the enter key to get to the next line, it wouldn't look so bad. But since I can't do that either.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, that's got a big, long block of text.
Right.
People can't be happy to see that.
Yes, I don't want people to think that I am the person who's writing that. So,
right.
Okay. So you think it is in the keyboard itself?
It sure sounds like it. If you press it hard enough, it works. It's a key contact issue.
Yeah, and I get what you were talking about, where if you hit shift, it works right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that there still can be something physical in the key that's triggering the issue.
Yeah.
And you also have the enter key that doesn't work either.
Right.
So
right.
Quite aside from the period, you're in trouble with it anyway.
Yeah.
This is very true.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Susan. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. Dan, Janet, Antoinette, and Joe, hang on. We'll try to get to your calls. We're going to be here till 11 on this snowy Saturday morning. We'll be right back. That's a fitting song.
Yeah.
Considering with all our data out there.
Yeah.
They know who we are. We just don't know who they is. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Actually, you can't. The lines are all jammed up. You've been great this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate your calls. And let's get to who's been on the longest. We're going to go to Dan in Newington next. What's going on, Dan?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I have a driver issue, but I don't have a Windows computer. I have an iMac. I have a Sonoma, I think it's 14.2. I bought a Samsung laser fax printer combination. It worked. The laser worked in the beginning.
Yep.
Now, for some reason, I guess HP, from what I understand, purchased the printers from Samsung.
Oh, so they made them for, they're labeled. Yeah. And they've been doing that for a while. This isn't new.
Okay. So I've used AppleCare twice. They can't help me. I found the original disc for the printer.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my Asus DVD write, try to open it up. And it goes to the download, but then you open it up, there's nothing there. So I said, well, maybe something's wrong with the DVD, right? So I bought their OneDrive. I spent $80 to try it. It's okay, because I'll put the DVD on something else. Thinking compatibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I put that disc in there. Still the same thing. I have a Windows 7 laptop. I said, well, let me try the disc. And sure enough, the disc is good. It okay. opened up, and I see the scanning, you know, for Windows or Mac.
Yep.
You know, you want to download.
All right.
So I go to the HP site and log in.
Yeah.
I get your warranty is expired.
Right.
I click the drivers. You know, I type in my model number.
Yep.
And it just... computer just buffers and buffers and buffers and buffers and buffers. The download pops up on the right hand side.
Yep.
I click on it, open it up, nothing. I can't get this laser to work, the scanner to work anymore.
Right.
But I print all day long. The printer works fine.
Mm-hmm.
So do I forget and go out and buy a separate scanner?
Mm.
You know, or is there a way to try to get these drivers?
Well, you've tried the two methods. What about just going and getting the driver onto a USB stick from the Windows 7 machine? Can you copy that? I'm not a Mac user here, Dennis. So can he copy that Mac file onto the USB?
Yeah, he can. He can copy, you know, the driver files. He can even go to the website to get them. I think those.
It was buffering though. He wasn't able to. Do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you got to try a different browser.
You could do that.
Yeah. I guarantee.
Mm. Guarantee.
Yep. Almost.
He's putting his seal of a guarantee.
They've
here.
Got those drivers out there.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yep.
And if your web page, when you're trying to load, is spinning,
mm-hmm.
yep.
it's not because they don't have the driver. Because if they didn't have the driver, it would return a result saying, we can't find this. Okay.
Gotcha. Logical. That sounds All right. logical.
So what you're dealing with is a malfunction of the web page.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you what the model number of the printer is, and we'll see if we can find a direct link for you.
I have, you want the model, the name of the printer is Samsung Express M2880FW.
All right.
And I also have a serial number.
No, we don't need that. No.
Yep. I didn't think so.
No. So we'll try to find that driver. And the key will be that you're not going to use the CD. You're going to get a thumb drive that you've used with your Mac.
Okay.
And you can go to the Windows 7 and follow this link and download the Mac file to that thumb drive if it works. Or, to Dennis's point, try a different browser on your Mac besides Safari.
Okay.
Try to do is there Firefox for Mac?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I don't even know anymore.
There's Chrome for Macs, there's Firefox, there's Brave, there's Vivaldi, there's Opera.
Oh my goodness. You got options.
All the big players in the browsers will have Mac versions.
All right. So you try a different Mac browser.
I use the DuckDuckGo Safari, and then the DuckDuckGo is always up at the top corner of my search.
Okay.
Search
it could also be causing a problem. So DuckDuckGo is great for trying to give you more secure searches. However, sites may not offer you the information because you're using it. So try just using the straight Chrome or what have you to see if you can get to the site that way. But you're on the right track. How come the Apple iCare people couldn't help you? What did they say the problem was?
Because it's a Samsung printer, you got to contact them. You know, they throw the buck.
How much did it cost you to get that answer?
Well, I have AppleCare. I don't know, a couple hundred for 2 or 3 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have to admit, I've never had an issue with this iMac. I mean, I don't do much on it. I'm just YouTube guy or something like that, or emails back and forth, and I don't. And I keep the computer clean. I don't go on any stupid sites or anything like that.
Yeah, good, so, good, good. Try a different browser. We'll try to find the link for that download.
Yeah, Mike G found it
already. So good. We'll put it up there for you. Give us for some reason, there's a little delay in when our links get out there at the website at computertalkwithtab.com. But if you go to our Facebook page over at the Computer Talk with Tab
Yeah.
Network, I'm listener network. You're not on Facebook. You're a better man for it. You're a better man for it.
I'm not on any of the social media sites.
All right.
Well,
that's good.
Before you go, one thing that Mike G also suggested, and it's on this page of drivers that you can download, is a firmware update for the printer.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, he suggested maybe doing that. Mm. And yeah, it might help.
Or it could make it completely worse.
But we already know we have a problem.
Yes, but he can print. So just a warning.
So staying with that problem, because the problem could get worse. I don't know if that's a solution.
No, it's not. But when you're doing a firmware update, you're lobotomizing the device, right? So you're saying, okay, device, here's your personality. I'm going to rip it away from you. And now I'm going to put a new personality on you, and you got to hope that goes. So please read the instructions on how to do that firmware update, because you can create a brick, which would be the piece of plastic. It would just say Samsung on it and wouldn't work anymore because you would have lobotomized it.
What you really don't want to have happen is for the printer to lose power while the firmware update is being applied.
Right.
All right.
As long as you're in good shape power-wise, you should be all right.
Yeah, we're not in California. We're not as bad as them yet. So.
An automatic generator, so it might be a pause in a second, but
that should be okay.
Yeah, all right, Dan, you got some things to try. Okay.
Yeah, now just one question, is that download I can go right from my iMac, because I know you said a thumb drive.
Okay. You go to that link, it'll see what OS you have, and it will offer you the proper drivers.
All right, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, good luck. All right, we're gonna step out for a quick break. We'll get to your calls. Sal, Janet, Antoinette, and Joe will do our best. We'll be here until 11. We'll be right back. Oh, that's great. Pinball. Did you ever play pinball? It was actually a little before my time.
I played pinball.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I went right to the Tetris and stuff like that. You know, the Pac-Man. All right, let's get back to your calls here, and let's see what we can do to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Who's been on the longest? We're going to go to Janet out there in Connecticut Radio Land. What's going on, Janet?
Hi. Thanks, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Sure.
I've called you in the past, and I didn't get to what you suggested to me, so I need a refresher.
All right.
I'm stuck with my Dell computer, which says account Microsoft.com because it won't allow me in. And I've also tried to access, it says to me, accountlive.com, last password. And I've gone through my books, and because I'm really terrible with passwords. I'm sure I'm not the first. But I still can't get in it. So you suggested to me that I go on to your
website.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, it's computertalk.com?
Nope. You're close. It's the whole name of the show. The whole name of the show, which also works. Computertalkwithtab.com.
With tab.
Yep.
Okay.
And you're going to be looking for a link out there that we talked about as far as a Microsoft password reset.
Yeah, let me make sure it's there. I think it is, though.
I think it is, yeah. Okay. And so it'll be there from whatever date you called in. It'll be back a few shows back. It should be there. And then you just follow that and those instructions. You're going to have to work with the folks at Microsoft to have them confirm you.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
Okay. They're probably not going to be that great.
Well,
computertalkwithtab.com.
Yep.
Okay.
That's us.
And then see if they can see if I'm me, I'm a robot, and all that fun stuff.
No. That's you do sound like that commercial where she's trying to, how do I prove I'm not a robot?
I don't know. It's like the thing for the phone company.
Right.
We won't name the mention, but I'm not a computer. I'm not a computer. Okay.
Yeah. So basically you're going to go on and you're going to work with Microsoft to reset your password. What do you
got? I was going to say the link is up on the website and Mike G will put it on Facebook now. But the name of the link, the words you're going to look for on the page are Microsoft Account Management.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says next to that, look for account support from this page.
Okay, soft management.
Microsoft right. Account Management. Yep.
Microsoft Management.com?
No. You're going to look on our page.
Look on our page, okay?
Right.
And then you're going to search on the page for Microsoft Account Management.
Right. That's what it says.
Three words. It's not a website you're going to. I mean, you'll get the link to it from there, but that's not what you're doing at the moment.
Okay. And they're going to ask me for my blood type?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yes.
My last word, my social security?
Yes. And they're going to ask you what your password was. And you're going to be like, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm just hoping that I truly need to get back on my computer, but this has been difficult for me to do.
Yeah. We understand that because when you can't get in, you have a little bit of hoops to go through here, but they'll work it out for you.
Oh, I'm so happy. I hope so, because remember I was speaking with you about over a month ago, a local, let's call them BSI, was going to charge me $188 to do it.
Right. You should be able to do it yourself.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try this again.
All right.
I appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
She's gonna get connected. It's gonna take a little time, but she'll get connected and it'll work here. Who's been along us next? Ah, yes, Antoinette in Fairfield. I hear you got the most snow, Antoinette.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I need a little bit of clarification. You've been helpful to me in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What would? Because I think I heard you guys mention previously that it's really not safe to keep the data on a flash drive as opposed to a backup. And I want to know what would be a good backup.
Yeah.
That was called a LACI.
A LACI is an external hard drive.
Oh, LACI should be good.
My son threw it in my face, and I said, oh, okay, but I've never used it. I'm not sure if that's a backup or not.
Do you cook anything for your son, like a Sunday dinner? Because that guy gives you a hard time every time you're on this show. We hear what he does to you.
Excuse me, that's my husband's son. You don't know.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. All right, very good. So basically what we probably heard was we're just talking about thumb drives as not being as durable as hard drives are. So that's really where we're getting at. Some people put really important things on these thumb drives, and Dennis's article a week or two ago talked about how cheaply they're made and that you really shouldn't put a lot of confidence in them if you need them going down in the future, depending on how you smash them in the drawer or what have you, right? So our contention is if you buy a hard drive, a LACI is a hard drive brand.
That's a good one for that.
Yeah, he threw that in your face, right? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's like, here you go, Mom. Here's the drive. So you could use that. And if you had two drives, you'd be in good shape. That way you have an A and a B.
Oh, okay. So I'll probably get another one just in case. You never know.
Right.
Murphy will show up.
Murphy shows up for us every day.
Oh, okay. All right. So LACI is good. And from what I was saw on site, it can be used both for Apple and PC.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Anytime, Antoinette. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, her son's always giving her a hard time. But it's her husband's son. Now she's straightened that out. Now we understand.
Now we get it. Yep.
those guys.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go on to Joe in Rocky Hill. What's happening, Joe?
Good morning. I have a HP Microsoft 11 computer. It's 5 months old, and I have an HP OfficeJet printer, 5740, mm-hmm. and I can't get my printer to print what's in my print queue.
All right.
Okay.
So I've done quite a few things. I check the cable. I change ports that the cable was in on the laptop. I've shut everything down, mm-hmm. turned everything back on but the computer, yeah. and then turned the computer on once the printer warmed up, thinking it would recognize the printer, because I ended up removing it
mm-hmm.
and went in and deleted everything that was in the print queue.
Nice.
And to no avail. And so now I'm trying to add the device.
Yep.
And it's not listed, so I'm entering it manually, and it's not showing anything. And what's there for the 5740, the HP 5740, it is out there, but it's preceded by the word direct.
Preceded.
And there's a few other printer that also are preceded with the word direct. Direct HP and then whatever.
Yeah, Wi-Fi direct.
Okay. The computer and the printer are talking to each other on an ad hoc basis.
Right. You don't have a hard wire then between them, is what yeah. you're saying?
I'm not using the Wi-Fi at all. I never used Wi-Fi. It's all hardwired. I use my laptop as a desktop. It doesn't leave my home.
That's cool. So from the printer, is there a USB cable going from the back of it to your laptop?
From the printer to the laptop, yes.
There is.
There's a hard cable, yes.
All right, so it's a hardwired cable.
And I've even changed ports. It's on the right now. I've took it out and put it in a port that's on the left.
Did it ever work?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a Windows 11 driver you can download? Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, I was going to say, what you need to do is to uninstall the printer, okay?
Yeah.
What you might have to do is go into Control Panel and then Programs and Features. And there may be a listing in there for this particular printer. If so, then you uninstall it, okay, right from there.
It's uninstalled right now.
Okay, good.
Okay. Well, you say you're seeing it in Control Panel. So that means what we got to do is go into Control Panel and remove it from there, okay?
Okay, so is that from Settings?
You can do it in the Settings. Yeah. You can also do it from Control Panel. But either way, what you need to do is remove the printer from the computer.
Right.
You're going to reboot the computer
yep.
without the printer and without it plugged in.
Yeah.
All right? Completely separate the two.
Yep.
Then you're going to download the latest driver package, and you're going to look for the full driver package, and you're going to run...
I'm lost. I'm not familiar with what you're telling me to
that's okay.
look for.
So you've uninstalled the printer, you say, but you said you saw it in Control Panel, right?
Yeah.
You saw it as a printer?
You're asking me?
Yes.
I see. When you say Control Panel, is that where I get to choose one of the six or seven that are listed?
One of your six or seven printers that you have in there? Yes.
No, when I want to add a printer.
No, that's different.
Okay.
So you don't see the printer as a live printer on your network, on your computer, correct?
No, because I took it off, and I can't put it back on.
All right, we're with you. We just want to make sure that's the case. Sometimes we want to make sure. We're gonna take a quick break here because Carolyn's looking at me funny, and then we'll get right back to this. But we want you to go out to HP's site and try to find this driver for this printer, okay, the full package, while we're on break, okay?
HP.
HP.com.
Yeah, we'll post a link.
All right, okay. We're going to step out for a quick break, and I'm going to bring you right back. All right, this is Computer Talk. All right, we are back, and we're going to get back on the line with Joe and see if we can help him out with his HP printer problem. So, Joe, just so you know, poor Dennis, right? So, you know, we used to use a line that says, if we had a nickel for every time you heard this thing, you know, maybe we'd be driving a better car. But thanks to Bidenomics, if we had a dollar for every time we've heard this issue, poor Dennis has seen this problem, he'd be driving a better car. So Dennis has got a solution for you, we think. But we're not sure because, again, we have to make sure it's a compatible driver. But go ahead, Dennis.
Well, what I was going to say is on the website, you should be able to get to, or on the Facebook page for the group,
yep,
you should be able to get a link to the downloads section for this printer. Okay.
Right.
On that page, you're going to scroll down and you're going to look for the words. Hang on.
He wants to have the exact wording.
Yeah.
Okay.
The exact words that you're looking for to download, it says full feature software and drivers.
Okay? What was the first word?
Full.
Full feature.
Whole feature?
Nope.
F as in Frank, ULL.
Full. Oh, full feature. Okay.
Full feature software and drivers. And then over to the right of that, you'll see a download link. You're going to download that. You're going to run that installer. And then at some point during the install, it will tell you to plug the printer in.
Right.
And you do that when it says to, not before.
Nope.
And you let it go. And it should lead you through the whole process. And it's going to install everything that this thing needs to handle the printer.
Yep. All right.
No.
Well, that's all we got for you there, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
You're bye-bye. Welcome. Bye-bye. Users. No, we're not going to do it that way. That's the best. I think it's the best response to any call we've ever had. And we have to work on red leather, yellow leather for us.
Oh, red leather, yellow leather.
Oh. But full featured. Now, it's a pain. And Dennis has gone through this literally just in the break. He's like, this is something I deal with all the time.
Yes.
You just can't download drivers. You got to download the full feature tool.
So that people understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What HP does is they tell you to just download what they call HP Smart.
Yep.
Which is a short little app that just barely gets the thing working at all. And then everything else is just left untouched.
Right.
And you have to go figure out what you were doing.
Which is not helpful.
And it's not helpful. They used to have it automatically run a full software installer like I advocate you use.
Right.
But they don't do that anymore by default.
Yeah, choose it.
So people plug these things in. They start trying to use them. They might work. They might not. They don't understand why.
Right.
And then I have to explain this to them. And it's all HP's fault.
Right. And on a help desk guy who hears this on a regular basis, it literally was like nails on a chalkboard to him. So we think this is going to help you, Joe, even though you don't agree.
I'm telling you, it will do it.
It's the best response. He's like, no. Love it. All right. Let's go to Sal in Enfield next. What's going on, Sal?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Long-time listener.
Oh, great.
I might have a kind of a related issue, but I'm going to do this first. Malware.
Yeah.
I know you guys, I think I got the name of the company that I use now from you, but I've been getting this thing now with them that says that I'm unable to connect to service. So long story short, it's been going on for like, I don't know, over a month now.
Yeah.
And I've been back and forth with them.
Yep.
And I'm not a computer geek guy like you guys are, but I listen to you.
Sure.
So basically, you know, they tell me what I got to do, and I'm just about ready to run out on my my yearly with them.
Yeah.
Who do you guys suggest to use as far as malware? Now, I'm a justice of the peace.
Okay.
I got files on my computer. I'm not the busiest guy in the world. I'm no spring chicken anymore. But
sure.
who do you guys suggest to use for malware? I got a MacBook Air.
Oh, so that did change it just for a second
there. I think the latest recommendation we had was to use Sophos.
Yeah, Sophos or ESET.
Or ESET.
Okay, Sophos, how do you spell that, guys, please?
S is in Sam, O, P is in Peter, H, O, S is in Sam.
Okay, and the other one is?
ESET. ESET.
Okay.
The word set with a letter E in front of it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, my other thing that I didn't tell the young lady about is I'm having a hard time printing off PDFs to my computer. And I don't know why. I think I tried to do like an update. My computer did an update. And like ever since then, I'm having a hard time printing off, you know, like passages that I sent the couples for their wedding. I'm not too sure what to do. I used to have the free Adobe.
Yeah.
And now it's telling me I got to pay for this. I'm not too sure where to go with this right now because it's kind of aggravating, and it's I don't know if I got a Hewlett Packard, you know, Office Jet Pro 8600 Plus. I don't know if I need to do anything with that.
I love the Plus.
Can you guys help me out at all?
Well, I mean, you don't have to pay for Adobe. You should be able to download the latest reader from Adobe. Just be careful; they're going to package McAfee with it.
McAfee. But I've got a link that will get him the right thing.
Oh, even better.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
We'll put a link. You got to be careful. McAfee, however you say it, will be joined with that download if you don't unclick it. Download the latest reader. That should be the solution for you. You shouldn't have to pay for it. The reader is free. If you want to edit stuff, though, within Adobe, you'll need to pay for the Adobe Acrobat, the full Acrobat. That is true. So if you're making edits within PDFs, you're going to have to pay for that.
Okay, because I use Pages now on the Mac, and but like all the old stuff that I had on there, if I have a PDF, any kind of PDF, I just can't print it.
Download the latest, Adobe Reader for now, and see if that fixes the issue.
Okay, so should I just whatever I have for Adobe right now, just delete it, get it out, uninstall, or
you can uninstall it and then download the one that Dennis is going to link for you. Sure.
Okay, so where do I, the link, you guys are putting it on your website?
Yes, we are.
And on the Facebook group.
Yeah, both places, computertalkwithtab.com. Give it a few minutes. We're not sure why there's a little delay, but there is. So maybe within 30 minutes it'll be there for you, Sal.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I always listen to you guys and picked up stuff here and there from you, so I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. You too. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast. You never miss a show.
Okay, I will.
All right, Sal, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this snowy Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. It's the Facebook forum where you can kind of be a part of our private group. Just ask if you want to join us and we'll let you in. And, of course, everything's posted by Dennis over at computertalkwithtab.com.
And remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
See you guys next Saturday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.